how to show you care for your team. Here are 15 simple ways to show that you value your employees. So do you put enough effort to show that you honestly care for your team? Now, I've witnessed employees leave their companies in tears after serving at such a high level for so many years because they felt that the leaders in the organization didn't recognize their work. And even when upper management had all these practices to publicly acknowledge the contribution for those leaving the company, so they have the entire department meet up, you know, hundreds of people, and then they call out the people who are leaving by name and explain their contribution and thank for their contribution in front of everyone. If they failed to explain the contributions of that employee in the wrong way, right, or if they said that their name incorrectly, then that person, that employee leaving, but also their friends and other people who works with that individual and who know their name and who know what their real contributions are, they would all feel undervalued, underappreciated, underrecognized. So employees, you need to know that employees are going to quit their managers. They don't quit their jobs. They quit a bad manager or a manager that they don't feel that respects them enough. Because people just want to be seen. They want to be validated. They want to be appreciated. And it doesn't matter if that's at home with their friends or at work with their boss. Now, let me illustrate this with a few statistics that you just got to know if you are a leader or a manager in any capacity. 79%, almost 80% of people who quit their jobs spontaneously, they say that they do so because they're not getting enough appreciation, according to the study of this research from O.C. Tanner. Right, and usually this appreciation gap is coming from their line manager because they want that appreciation. They want a recognition more than anything else. 79%, again, almost 80% of employees, they believe that their bosses don't care about them and their happiness at work. This is a study from One for All Rewards in their happiness survey with employees. Get this one, 93%, that's almost everyone, of employees say that when their employer recognizes their accomplishments, it's going to increase their productivity. And this is a research from Business Solver. 74% of employees said that they would work longer hours for an employer that was empathetic towards them. And 83% would consider leaving their current organization for a smaller one at a company that was more empathetic, according to a research again from Business Solver. So all these numbers were above, mostly around 80 or above, so basically almost everyone. People want, they need appreciation that's going to make them feel happier, that's going to make them perform better. It's not too much to ask for. You know, employees are going to work 40 hours, maybe 50, 60 hours, following the leader's vision, the manager's vision, and their priorities. And then all they want in return, all they ask for is to feel valued, to be respected by their leaders. And then they're willing to put in all the hours, all the effort, happily, right? Paying for a job, it does not justify neglecting the emotional well-being of employees. So not only that, happy employees, they're just more engaged, they're more productive and more loyal. So show commitment to the people in your team, in your organization. Help them build their confidence as well. So how can you find out if your employees and your team feel like you genuinely care for them? Well, first of all, examine your engagement scores. All these, most companies nowadays have, you know, do these engagement studies. Look at how many people are leaving your team, right? Employee turnover. Check how motivated they are to progress, to move forward, go beyond their work, you know, their basic work. And then see how open they are to receive constructive criticism, because if they trust you, if they admire you, if they like you, they're going to be generally open to constructive criticism. As a leader, right? Let me show you three main elements, core elements, that will help you show that you care to your employees, to your team. The three elements are acknowledging your people, empowering your people, and embodying high values and integrity. You know, acknowledging your people is about valuing what they've done, right? What they've, or what they are, their past. Because people want to feel validated, want to feel heard, and they resent being invisible by their leaders. They want to be noticed, valued, recognized for what they do, what they say, and even who they are and their talents are. Empowering your people is about giving them the tools and the confidence to move forward. When you empower your team, you give them agency, and then they can take more risks, calculated risks, and then they accelerate their learning curve and they feel more motivated and they do more. And when you embody, the third one is embodying high values and integrity. This is about how you show up right now as a leader. As a leader, your people look up to you for cues on how to think, how to behave. As a leader, people are going to notice what values you espouse. As a leader, people expect consistency between what you say and what you do. So you need to consider what values you're going to champion in your team and then stand by them. So I'm going to share with you 15 ways that you can do those three things. Acknowledge your people, empower your people, and then embody high values and integrity that don't involve monetary incentives, that don't involve higher pay. Right? So it's going to be 5 for each, total of 15. Let's talk about acknowledging your people, right? Acknowledging your people. There are 5 ways that you can acknowledge your people, and a lot of these work together. Listen to them. Listen actively. Appreciate them. Compliment them. Recognize them and celebrate them. Let me talk about each one of these. So, listening actively. First of all, you need to show that you're open, right? You're open to hear them. Have an open door policy, for example, and invite your team. Show that you want to hear what they want, what they need, their struggles, and then listen to them with real interest in what they have to say. I mean, you're going to find out, I found out so many things when I was willing to actively listen, invite them to talk to me and then actively listen. Ask them how you can be a better leader for them. Understand and then listen carefully. Understand how each person, right? Because each person has their own way of feeling appreciated and acknowledged. They have their own language of appreciation. So understand their language of appreciation and recognition. Send surveys out to capture more insights about your team's feelings and desires. And then have an honest conversation with those. You take those results, have a team meeting, and say, here's what you guys told me. And that way they can pour, you know, their heart into it without fearing that, you know, you're going to have their names. That's listen actively. Appreciation is about giving your team credit. So you want to make sure that you give them credit for what they've done. Right? You want to publicly thank them for what their contributions are. And even do thank you notes, you know, share little small gifts, tokens of appreciation. Learn to appreciate in a powerful way by always being very specific. You got to say exactly what it is that you appreciate. It's not just good job, right? It's not just well done. It's like well done, or I really appreciate it. I really like this because it had this impact. So you always want to highlight the impact of that contribution and exactly what it was that they did, right? That's how people feel acknowledged, right? When leaders just say, in vague terms, what the accomplishment was or what they appreciate, it could actually show the opposite, that they don't know what they're talking about, that they don't really understand, you know, your contribution, the employee's contribution. Compliment and praise your people often. You can give them feedback on good work that they've done, on contribution that was highly impactful in the organization, on progress, on them moving forward, on improvement, on attitude, you know, on them helping other colleagues, being collaborative, being, you know, a go-getter. And also here, you also have got to be specific. And public praise, again, very effective, right? Very effective for most people if you do it right. Compliments, appreciation, and recognition, they go hand in hand. And you can give them individually, depending on the situation. You can give them all together. Recognition is key. Okay, that's the other one. Recognition is key. You can recognize the quality of somebody's work, something that they've accomplished, their talent, the progress that they're making, attitudes, and even contribute employees that are leaving. The contribution of people, of employees that are leaving. And there are so many ways for you to recognize people that are non-salary based, non-bonus based, and usually they're even more effective. So you could do it by verbally, you know, complimenting and appreciating them, giving small gifts, awards, giving your time, right, to inviting them for lunch or something. I had a professor, right, at university. He wanted to recognize the top two students. And what he did, and this is something that completely moved me. I couldn't think of something more powerful. He invited us to his home with his family, and he was a really good cook. He really liked gourmet food. And so he put together a gourmet meal, like a 5-course meal. And he had his top two students come to his home to go through this delightful dinner, right? Adult dinner for like 3 hours. It was amazing, right? He was giving his time. He was opening up his home. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do, but there are other ways that you can appreciate people, that you can recognize people, and that don't cost you anything. That might actually be quite enjoyable for you as well. You know, be a little bit creative. You could also give them more opportunities, right? Some people are, if they really want to grow, right, if they're focused on growth, giving them, I would have loved to have days off to go to conferences and congresses and learn and develop, or extra educational opportunities or project opportunities, assignments that are, you know, a stretch or something that they really want, and then you finally give them the opportunity. Recognition is strongest, again, when you pair it with a compliment or appreciation. And then there's celebration. That's the fifth one within acknowledgement. Celebration will also create a sense of team unity and community, which is critical in these times, right? And this is so even more critical when people are working remotely in their homes. And especially when this is done together with the team. So you can celebrate accomplishments, absolutely, progress, but also just work anniversaries, personal life events like birthdays and weddings and babies. I've always did this with my team, of celebrating all these things, and dedicating time, buying cakes and food, you know, and having balloons and letting everybody know about it, inviting people over, having little cards and writing notes, and having everybody in the team write something so they could take that away. And because the team is a large part, right, of their life, right? They're spending so much time with the team. And so those are the little moments that if you put some effort into it, and you can designate somebody else to organize it, but as a leader, you can say, hey, my goal is to celebrate in this team, to build this sense of community. So, you know, designate somebody to organize those if you, you know, don't have the time to do so. And then, so those are the five things within acknowledging your people: listening, appreciating, complimenting, recognizing, and celebrating. Then you want to empower your people. Very important to empower your people. And how can you do that? You can believe in them, right, and trust them. You can value them, value their opinion, develop them, give them honest feedback, and increase their visibility. So believing and trusting. You want to believe in them more than they believe in themselves. This is so critical, right? I've many times in my life, and even in one of my early jobs, I had a boss who believed in me. I could see from his actions that he believed in me more than I believed in myself. And that gave me so much motivation. So express to your employees that you believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And this is something that I always did with my employees. And that's some of the things, that's probably the most rewarding part of my job, was to see them flourish. See them flourish. See them realize, wow, this person believes in me. Let me up my game. So say it to them. challenge them with stretch assignments, but then support them in achieving them. Back them up when things go wrong. And then demonstrate that you trust them by giving them certain autonomy, saying, hey, I trust, I know you can do this. I believe in you. I know you can do this. But if you have any troubles, just come to me, talk to me, and we'll get through them. So you help them, you make it open for them to come with their issues, but you still support them and you believe in them. You show that you know that they can push that forward. Next, value their opinion. Right, ask them what they think about issues, about problems that are arising in the business. Share their perspective with other people. Make them feel heard. Make their voices feel heard. And this requires you to have some humility as the boss, right, as the leader. Because when you show you value what your team, what your people have to say, they're going to speak up and they're going to share more. And they're going to have more courage. They're going to summon the courage to speak up. Now, if they speak up and they feel ignored, then my friend, they're not going to speak up again, right? You need to really, especially if they're not comfortable speaking up, you have to incentivize it. How you do that? By making sure that everything they say, every time they put their opinion out there, every time they contribute beyond their role, that you value, you listen, and you acknowledge their perspective, their opinion, their view. Next way of empowering your people, you develop them. Because when you care about an employee, the same way when you care about a child, you, and I'm not saying that employees are a child, but you want to, as a leader, you want to help them develop in their role, right? And as leaders as well, develop new skills and abilities. So spend time, engage with each team member. Even if it's just once or twice a year, right, for half an hour. Even if you do part of this online and give them some surveys to fill in, right, if you don't have that much time. But get some time to create, develop a plan for each one of them individually with training, coaching, mentoring, strategic exposure to opportunities that are going to help them grow in a way that's going to serve the department, serve the work, and serve their personal ambitions. This way, you're going to intentionally add value to that individual, to that person in your team. So develop your team and then give them honest feedback. Because when you give negative but constructive feedback, right, in the right way, with empathy, with kindness, with respect, you're going to motivate and empower them, especially if they respect you, if they believe you and they trust you. And so avoiding these hard conversations is not going to be helpful. And you have to do it with respect and consideration, but you have to do it. Difficult feedback, you have to do it. That's honoring them. If you hide it, that's not honoring them. That's not being truthful. That's not helping them grow. And then increase their visibility, push them outside of their comfort zone, right? Challenge them, expose them to greater opportunities, to other teams, to other leaders, even, and this is the challenge for leaders sometimes, right? When you push them outside and you get them exposed to other people and other teams, sometimes that'll increase the chances of them leaving your team. And you have to be okay with that. Okay, so empowering your people by believing in them more than believing in themselves, you know, with trust. Valuing what they have to say, their perspective, their opinion, developing them, giving them honest feedback, and increasing their visibility. Now, let's talk about embodying high values and integrity as a leader. You got to have respect. You got to be fair. You got to be kind. You got to be transparent. And you got to be a role model. Right? Respectful. Be respectful. Respect your team members at a personal level and respect the work that they do. So, an example of respecting them as individuals, for example, is to honor the one-on-one and, you know, the performance meetings that you have with them. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of leaders, a lot of managers that skip these. They're so task-focused that they skip these one-on-one meetings, either because they're busy with other things and they devalue this process, or they just don't know what to say. They haven't really learned and trained in terms of how to deal with these one-on-one meetings and how to give feedback and these things. really important because you do not want to surprise your team members with negative evaluations without giving them a chance. You always have to give them a chance to change. That's the right thing to do. And an example of respecting their work is to not ask them to engage in a task, for example, if it's not going to be used, especially repeatedly, right? You don't want to do that. Be fair. While it's difficult to not have biases in, you know, all actions and in decisions that we make as leaders, you got to at least strive to treat employees as fair as you can, right? You want to give them an opportunity to defend themselves if something, you know, went wrong. You want to give them the opportunity to apply for new postings in your department. You want to speak, you want to let them speak up respectfully with you, right? But allow them to speak up without retaliating. You want to avoid judgment, you know, by really engaging in dialogue to understand the situation, the context from their perspective. People want to see fair bosses. When they don't feel like the boss is fair, the leader's fair, they're going to be talking about, they're going to create so much drama behind your back around this. It's just going to steal away from their focus. Be kind, right? Kindness is not just not shouting, not harassing, not being condescending. It's about having courtesy with people, treating them with dignity, you know, giving employees the benefit of doubt, asking them questions, avoiding accusations. You know, always assume that they have a positive intention. I've always assumed that people and employees have positive intentions. And then problem solve with them rather than for them. Right, so be kind with them, and then be transparent. And this goes hand in hand with fairness and respect. You know, let's say, and I've seen this many times when companies are going through tough times, when companies are financially burdened, they're going to have to fire a lot of people, or they're going to have to reduce their salaries. They don't talk about it. They don't speak about it openly, or they just, you know, between the time they know something's happening and when they communicate it, it goes many weeks, many months. And so you don't give people the opportunity, the employees, opportunity to prepare in advance, right? To start saving up their finances, to maybe even look for another opportunity. Yeah, right? You need to think about them. This is also about empathy. You got to think on their end. You know, maybe they're not as financially secure as you are. You know, they need to think about these things. It's going to have repercussions in their life, right? And so I've seen this happen so many times, and employees get resentful when they feel like their leaders are not being transparent. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to communicate everything all the time. There are rules around this. There are best practices. But it means just consider the other side for a moment. And try to make your decisions and your communication as clean, as respectful, as ethical, and as transparent as you possibly can. And then finally, be a role model, right? Because employees who see a leader who tells them one thing and acts in a different way, they're not going to respect them that much, right? They're not going to trust them that much. So be a role model. Exemplify what you preach and model the desired behavior for your team so that they can respect you. And then also they're going to be more likely to listen to what you have to say, right? So as you see, these, you know, 15 ways of demonstrating care for your team members, they don't really take that much time, but they need to be internalized. They need to be transformed into a leadership habit. They're not going to happen. You're going to get busy, right? So you need to have these things as priority, and almost, you know, put reminders every day. Schedule them. Make sure that every week you're doing some of these with your employees. It's not a short-term diet, right? This is a long-term work style, leadership style that you need to adopt. But once you adopt it, it just happens naturally. Being kind doesn't take a lot of time. Being fair doesn't take a lot of time. Respect doesn't take a lot of time, right? Valuing people's opinions doesn't take that much time. This is just about a work style, a new habit that you incorporate. And once you care for your team, it's going to enhance their team unity, the motivation and productivity. They're going to feel more engaged. It's going to reduce employee turnover. You know, that's a pain, right? When they come in and leave quickly. And they're going to make, you're going to make work more joyful, more fulfilling, more meaningful for everyone. So make sure that you acknowledge your people, you empower your people, and you embody high values and integrity. That's it for today. I hope that served you. And I appreciate, thank you for allowing me, giving me the opportunity to serve you today and share some thoughts around how you can show that you care for your team.